Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marcos, and welcome to another episode. And this time, I'm not going to say the Creative Work Podcast because I'm thinking that I don't want to call it that anymore. It's funny how sometimes you think a name or an idea is really good, and then you give it time, and it's you're no longer excited about it. So, Creative Work doesn't seem exciting that much anymore. I think that's because I've been working on refining my audience and who I want to talk to. And one of the things I realized is that I want to get deeper into YouTube branding and becoming a brand on YouTube. I just think there's a lot of potential there. Yesterday, I saw an Instagram post by a YouTuber I follow. His name is Armando Ferreira. Let me say it right. Armando Ferreira. And he had a little, I think it was like a minute commercial that was being sponsored, or he was getting paid by Philips Hue, the light bulb company. I don't think they just make light bulbs. They make a bunch of stuff. But I've seen his videos, and he's been using them or using those light bulbs, the Philips Hue light bulbs, for quite some time. But it's funny how sometimes it takes time and energy before that company gives you that attention you need to get sponsored. It's not like you're going to be sponsored from the beginning. I remember like a year and a half ago, I was watching Armando Ferreira's videos. I think it was because he had a video saying why he switched to the Sony A6300 from the Canon 70D. And I think I watched him and I subscribed because he was Mexican. But since then, he's just gotten better. I think he's gotten way better. He's using more colors in his videos to add interest. And I think that was one of the things that changed his channel, is just being more, adding more interest. And it makes him look more like a professional YouTuber. So I'm very interested in YouTube branding and video marketing, another thing that I've gotten into. So if I were to create a podcast in the future, I would probably direct it towards YouTubers and marketing and all this stuff. That's the world I want to live in. So that's a realization that's come from experimenting and trying to find what I'm about and what people are interested about or what people are interested in. So far, this last week, I read a book called Tube Ritual by Brian G. Johnson. And the book is about how to get subscribers and views. Actually, the book subtitle is how to get to 5,000 subscribers. And a lot of what he recommends is very powerful because he says, first of all, when you're brand new, the biggest problem is getting found. If you're not making videos that people are looking for, then you're not going to be found. So you need to think about SEO and targeting keywords that are not too competitive that you can get, that you can rank for. Also, he talks about once people click on your video, you need to engage them fast. You need to get to the point. Also, you need to ask them to subscribe because that tells YouTube that you're a channel that people are engaging with. And, basically you want to retain people on your video because the longer they stay on your video, it's like a signal to YouTube telling them this is a good channel and it's keeping people on YouTube. So therefore you should promote them because a lot of the views come from suggestions. I think it's like right now it's about 30 or 40%. Basically 70% of video views come from, first of all, search. And then the other half or the other big chunk comes from suggested videos. So you want YouTube to start recommending you. And the way to do that is by getting people to stay on your videos because that means a high engagement. And which is the highest determining factor whether you're going to be, promoted. So that's what you want. So there's a lot to learn. Also, he talks about branding, about having consistent colors, thumbnails, and colors that, you know, that that people can pick out. Because let's say you people search for a video and you come in at the number five spot or the fifth spot, you want people to recognize those colors and click on you, and hopefully just by your branding, the colors you have, people are more likely to click on your thumbnail because just the colors just pop much more than the other videos that are ranked on top of you. So that's huge. Also, even if you come in at number one, people might click on other people's videos because the thumbnail just looks better. So regardless of whether you come in on the first spot or the 10th spot, your thumbnail needs to be eye-grabbing. So there's a lot to think about there. This is stuff that I've been focusing on because one of my goals was to hit 2,000 subscribers by the end of this year. And so far, it doesn't seem like I am going to hit that number. The reason I joined Primal Video Academy is because I realized that my subscriber count is not going up considerably or at a high rate, and I want to, you know, make sure I'm doing the best I can to, I don't know, to supercharge the subscribership and the success I'm getting, because I see a lot of potential on YouTube, but I also need to, you know, learn about what it takes to make it on YouTube, because that would be awesome if YouTube was my full-time job. So that's a lot to unpack. At the beginning, I remember I just didn't want to do any type of cheesy stuff, because a lot of YouTubers, they do certain things that I think are just not my style, basically. Like, please like and subscribe, and they have this little quirky personality. It's not what I'm about. It's not what I want to do. It's not something that I feel good about. I want to feel good about what I'm doing. And so I've just had to convince myself that, you know, I don't have to become whatever YouTuber is. I can be my own person, still ask people to subscribe and be genuine about it. So I'm just trying to keep that balance of asking for subscribers and using some of these tactics without coming out cheesy, if that makes any sense. So that's it. That's what I'm learning about. And this coming week, I said I would make 2 videos. Last week I said I would make 2 videos, but I actually made 4 videos. So that was a lot of energy that I had built up. I don't know how it happened, but sometimes it happens. I'm thinking of doing a 30-day video challenge that Brian G suggests. 30 days of and make 30 videos in this 30 days. So that's something I'm thinking about. I'm also going to be more active in the Primo Video Academy community. I just want to be one of the persons that people recognize. I don't see a lot of people commenting or interacting, so I want to be one of the main guys. There's this other lady that's there, but that's one of the things I'm going to do. And so be very active there and prepare for the 30-day challenge. And so that's basically the things that I'm committing to. So there's a lot to learn. I'm excited about the future of YouTube. So that's what I'm going to stick to. All right. So I hope you have a good weekend. Not a good weekend. I'm sorry. Wherever you're at in the week, if you're listening to this in the future, have a good day, good night, and I'll see you in the next one.